give him a call
and
now.
I'll give you his phone number.
All right. Here's what might happen. I was talking with Chris about this, and I said, for this particular project, I'm running out of time. And he said, if anyone else gives you names, why don't you take them? If I don't get a chance to do the interview, the Historical Society wants to continue having interviews, so we can still know.
Because he's an old-timer here at our church, and he himself built a history up of Germans, where they came from.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That were related to him, see?
Oh, I see.
And like the Cronins and the Straubs and Kutchenreiters.
And they're the people you said are related to you?
Yeah, they're all related to me, too.
Are you related to him?
In a distant way. My mother way back somewhere is related to him. But like a cousin or second cousin or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not close, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a very nice guy, and he likes to... In fact, even at his age, he still goes to these... what they have in the summer, these colleges that have at their weekend hostels.
Elder hostels.
Yeah, he still goes to those, see? To learn things.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
So he's open-minded about learning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's always interested in that. In fact, I give him books. I get books from Germany, and they describe what happened after the war and stuff like that. See?
Mm-hmm.
And I loan them to him to read, because he reads German.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that he can help you a lot with, because he knows everything that's in there. He knows all those people, whether they're Lutherans or Catholics.
Great.
He can help you with that book more than anybody can.
Okay.
And he remembers Father Rue and Father Amschel.
Does he remember all the way back there?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just ask you this. What do you see for the future of Tarentum?
Well, I hope it stays a nice, pretty clean town the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as safety goes, you're pretty safe around here,
uh-huh.
You know. You're not really 100% safe anywhere, but you never really were either, even 30 years ago, you know. But it's just about as safe a place as you can live, you know, today or any time. There's not... You don't see any dirty movies or stuff like that around Trenton. And the beer gardens are more or less quiet compared to what they are in a lot of other things. So it's a good town. And business-wise, it's been holding its own.
Okay.
There's a lot of small businesses up Trenton. Of course, there's a lot of big store businesses closed. But there's still small businesses still making a go of it. And sometimes new ones starting. Because new ideas come, you know. It's a changing world.
Yeah.
But I think Trenton's got a future. You know, at American Legion, Historical Society, the only reason we got the Historical Society is because American Legion could never get a booze license.
Oh, really?
That's right. That's the only reason you got that building. American Legion built that, a bunch of soldiers after the First World War.
Uh-huh.
They started that and up in Trenton. And they could never get a license for that because it was too close to some churches.
Oh.
And, you know, a big club, whether it's a Legion or VFW or anywhere, they can't make a go without a bar.
Okay?
So eventually they went bankrupt. And they more or less donated it to the Historical Society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad they did.
Yeah, I'm a life member there.
Mm-hmm.
Been in it a good many years. In fact, that was one of my wiring jobs years ago. I put the emergency lighting in, see?
Oh.
And instead of taking money for it, I told them, give me a membership.
Oh, that's nice.
Instead of giving me a lifetime membership. See? Instead of taking the cash.
Well, I don't have any other specific questions. Is there something else that you wanted to mention?
Well, I'll probably think a lot of things.
Probably. Well, you know what? If you do, call me up. Mm-hmm. I'll add them.
I'll leave a message for you at the Historical Society, right, and you can call me back.
Right. Yeah, do that.
And I'll tell Doc Jakes.
Yeah. All right.
And I'll give you his phone number.
Okay, great.
And you can get in touch with him. His name's John Jacobs.
Uh-huh. And, should I call him Doctor?
Well, I've called him Doctor since I was a kid. I don't call him Doctor, I just call him Doc.
Oh, Doc.
Yeah. So he's had that nickname all through PPG.
Oh, that's a nickname, okay.
But he might not even know his first name.
I will turn this off now. You were talking about the flood, the 36th
flood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Tilly take me with her to go
Tilly Diamond
carry things and all that, you know,
uh-huh,
work with him.
What did you do? Did you rescue people?
I was just a helper. I was only 16.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you rescue people?
No. I was at the time of the flood, at the time the flood happened, I was working in Murphy's 5 and 10.
Uh-huh.
We was carrying stuff from the first floor to the second floor to save it out of the water. And
how far up the hill was the 5 and 10?
The 5 and 10 got cut in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the lower part. And across the street from the Thrift Drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 5 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Towards the river?
No, right across the street was... On Corbett Street, right across was the 5 and 10, Murphy's 5 and 10, and it went around the back. Right, and I used to work there as a stock boy. One day a week, he'd hire about three or four of us to move boxes around for the women, you know, from the storage room, the way they wanted it, and all that. And it took 25 cents a night. I take a program around for the Historical Society on the 36th flood.
Oh, do you?
And show up the groups, you know.
Uh-huh.
Slide pictures. So if you ever need a good program, just let me know. I have it here, you know. I'll show it for you.
Where do you show it? Where do you do it?
Different service groups or churches. Anybody wants to see it. You
know?
And I show it at the high schools. Sometimes the high schools get me to show it like sixth graders.
Yeah.
One day, a lower borough last year, they had me all day at the high school showing all the sixth graders, each sixth grade group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'd show it four times that day, that four different sixth grade groups, you know. And I'd tell them about my 25 cents an hour, you know.
Yeah.
The kids that laugh, you know. And I'd tell them, look, Saturday night, I could go get my girlfriend, take her to a show, pay 10 cents a piece, get in the movie, and go around the corner to Clarkus Street, go to the Greeks, get a soda, 10 cents a piece. And I thought, you'd pick your girl out for 40 cents. Right? Mm. Of course, you'd get a hamburger for a nickel.
Did you know any of the flood victims?
Oh, yeah, I knew a lot of them. In fact, my buddy I was buddying around with, Paul Timmons, his mother and dad were in the flood. So the whole time, so they got organized again about a month. He stayed at our place because they lived on 10th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed at our place. Mm-hmm. That's the way everybody around town went, you know.
Just lived stayed with?
Lived in with someone. Until they got their houses cleaned up again. You know. In the YMCA, I belonged to the Y, and we had two gym floors with bunks, people sleeping, were in the flood. In the boys' department, we had counters all around the place with clothes and everything. That's where Tilly helped with, too. That where they gave the people lost all their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I show the flood pictures, kids can be comic, you know, and I show about people being rescued out of their houses, you know, with boats and And I tell them that all they managed to get was whatever they could put in their pockets and carry around on their back is all they could take out of us, you know. And I heard last year, I heard one kid saying, I bet they took their Nintendo.
I bet they didn't.
I mean, those puppies still had that, you know. But I've been impressed with sixth grade, with the kids, though, in school. They talk about young people today, but young people today are well-behaved. And I'd eat dinner with them, you know.
Yeah, in the cafeteria.
High school program, and I'd have lunch with them in the cafeteria. And I'll tell you, I'd never have to get myself a cup of coffee.
Hey.
One of those girls would go get me a refill anytime, you know. So I'm accompanying them to go get a, or they'd bring me cookies and say, hey, my mom and I laid these last night, you know.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And I was there when they were giving out the report card, the last one I went to. And I was in the home rooms, and the teacher was giving out report cards. So some of the kids was coming over and showing me their report cards.
Were they?
And I'd give them a comment or something, you know. And one kid brought it over, and his was low, and his reading was all D's, you know. And I told him, I said, what is Dad going to say when he sees me? He said, he never looks at me. There was a secret right there. But I was giving him a lecture. I said, that reading, what you got to pick up, that's the essence of life. Without that, you have nothing. But what impressed me, I mean, I must have had about 15 of them that brought me the report card, kind of just short.
They wanted someone to see and someone to know what they were doing.
And that's what I mean. I was impressed with the way kids were, you know.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Then one time at the high school up here, I had a talk to the German class, and told them about Aachen and Charlemagne and all that kind of stuff, you know. And you know, a couple of days later, I got a letter in the mail, and signed by each kid in the class.
Oh, nice!
A nice thank you note. So you got good kids.
Good. We do.
The one out of 100 you hear about. You don't hear about the 99 good ones. One's a behavior you never hear of. When one gets in trouble.
Okay, well, once again, I'll
so
turn this off.
So all is not lost.
All is not lost at all, no. This is a tape for the Oral History Project, Voices of Faith, Years of Change. The narrator is Joe Bushhammer. The interviewer is Sister Sally Witt. The date is May 30th, 1995, and we were at Joe Bushhammer's home in Tarentum.